Amid Greenland pushback, Trump tells Starmer and Macron to fix their own countries first. By Oliver J.J. Lane on January 21, 2026. U.S. President Donald Trump says he won't waste his time going to a Macron-led emergency Greenland meeting because he doubts the French president will be in power much longer. The United Kingdom and France may be pulling out the stops to prevent Greenland becoming the 51st state, but U.S. President Donald Trump has again dismissed their involvement, advising the European powers to focus on saving their own countries from mass migration and economic stagnation. Explaining that he has a good personal relationship both with British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer and French President Emmanuel Macron. Despite them both being liberals, President Trump insisted they've got to straighten out their countries first. Both London and Paris have got a lot of problems, the president said during a press call at the White House on Monday afternoon, with issues centering on immigration and energy. Britain has North Sea oil and gas and refuses to exploit it, the president said, building on his years of criticism of the UK, even predating his presidencies, of the UK refusing to drill or frack and cover its world-famous countryside with wind turbines instead, stating to do so would mean making a fortune. The United Kingdom is presently the midst of a now years-long period of totally ahistorical levels of mass migration that is rapidly transforming the country. Despite natural population growth being at or near negative, the actual population of the country continues to grow at high levels every year as the number of new arrivals is so high. Demographers have predicted the UK is now only decades away from becoming a minority white British country. Ultimately, the governments of France and Britain could straighten out their countries and make good if they really wanted to, President Trump said. During the same meeting, President Trump was also asked about President Macron's proposal to hold an emergency meeting of G7 nations in Paris after the World Economic Forum's Davos conference this week to discuss the Greenland issue. Rejecting the notion out of hand, President Trump said it would be pointless to use time attending in-person talks with Macron as his presidency is not long for this earth, and that he'd rather speak to people directly involved with the issues at hand, rather than third parties. President Trump said, Emmanuel is not going to be there very long. And you know, there's no longevity there. He's a friend of mine. He's a nice guy. I like Macron, but he's not going to be there very much longer. The comments are the latest instance of President Trump warning European nations that cordial relations with Washington are dependent on their recognizing America's primacy in the Western alliance. European leaders awoke on Monday morning to a barrage of statements from the president, including one making clear that President Trump was breaking from the earlier fiction that the United Kingdom giving away the Chagos Islands in the Indian Ocean, on which is a highly critical air and naval base, to a country within China's sphere of influence was a decision of no consequence. Rather, to surrender territory in this way is an act of stupidity and weakness which underlines the importance of the United States having the final say over the sovereignty of land its most important bases stand on, such as, for instance, Greenland.